Well, if the news today that the credit site Equifax was hacked and 143 million Americans' sensitive information was stolen isn't enough to get you worried about your privacy, I don't know what will. It's a story that we hear far too often, and far too often our government is lax in protecting our privacy. Take the federal government rollbacks this spring that essentially gave telecommunication companies the right to not tell us what they're doing with our sensitive information, like geolocations and browsing histories. But that hasn't stopped states from stepping in and leading the way when it comes to privacy protections. Illinois is poised to lead the way in the country with a few bills centered around privacy. HB 3449 is a bill that's awaiting the governor's signature. It has to do with tech companies alerting consumers when they're tracking them and using that data to share with third parties like advertisers. This bill is centered also around children who are being tracked and their information, including their school and medical information, being collected and sold and possibly shared and compromised. But with all that being said, Facebook, Google, and the phone companies are in the business of sharing your info, so they aren't on board and they're pushing back against the bill. And Governor Rauner has hinted that he will veto the measure. In studio tonight, Matthew Erickson. He's an industry outreach director for the Digital Privacy Alliance. Matthew, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
That was a lot of words. Sorry about that. All right, let's get to this. This is a fascinating discussion and one that's happening all over the country, not just in Illinois. But this really starts at the federal level. The Obama administration had gone to great lengths at the FCC to really regulate telecommunication companies and what they do with our data. The Trump administration rolled that back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the FCC under Obama set up as a new series of regulations in October that would have gone into effect in stages across this year, setting pretty decent privacy protections for everyday Americans on internet service providers. This is one of the first targets of policy rollbacks by the Trump administration, and as we saw, effective lobbying through large big data.
A lot of those companies, those internet service providers, they said this was unfair because this didn't apply to Facebook and Google and other digital companies. They got a leg up in competition. So there was some merit in the way that it was designed, that it gave more competitive advantage to some companies in the same business.
Well, and the one thing with internet service providers, a lot of America is covered by maybe one or two at most ISPs. Unlike, say, Google, you can use, say, DuckDuckGo for searches. But if the only ISP in town is selling your data, there is no free market choice there, and you're stuck with whatever they have you. Yeah. And with today's e-government initiatives, with online learning, with just communicating with family across the country, you can't really get by without internet access in reality. So there's effective protections necessary.
So this got rolled back, but it's surprising to me that a handful of states have said, we're not going to follow that course. We're going to create our own set of legislation to deal with privacy issues. And Illinois being one of the leaders for all the things that we're behind on when it comes to finances and pensions and everything else, we are poised to be a leader when it comes to privacy protections, when it comes to the internet.
Yeah, we are. The General Assembly is full of people who just, they get privacy. It's not politicians picking up a topic for some cheap wins. These are people that understand privacy. They value their own privacy, and they see the role that Illinois can play stepping up. Illinois already has the nation's strongest biometric information privacy law, so like fingerprints, using facial recognition systems. We have the strongest protections on that in the country. And so this is kind of an extension of that. We're really ahead of the ball across the entire U.S. with this.
And there are a couple of bills that are circulating through that have to do with different parts of privacy. But the one that we're talking about tonight really has to do with geolocations. And this is the idea that your smartphone, your iPad, or any device that actually can track you, that uses the internet, is sort of broadcasting or being able to tell the service providers where you're at, what you're doing, essentially, and be able to use that information.
Yeah. And the bill is really short. It's four pages, including a lot of boilerplate that just has to be on every law. That's like two pages worth on the bill. It's a simple bill that if somebody is tracking your information, your geolocation information, in a precise manner, so not just saying like what neighborhood you're in, but specifically where you are, like what base
like
you're standing on.
Like a dot on the map, right.
Like what we're used to on maps these days.
Right.
They have to let you know that they're doing this and what they're doing with it.
And so the idea would be that they would be they would have to prompt us in some way. There would be some notification that says if you we they don't have to necessarily they don't have to stop doing it. They just have to tell us they're doing it, and it would be the kind of thing like a service agreement, if will, like an I agree, check this box kind of thing.
Yeah. And for example, on iOS, you actually have to give a reason why you need geolocation information when you use those services on the phone. And the OS pops up that little window asking if you want to enable let the app use that. And that's a great place to put a disclaimer like this. You're not even increasing the amount of click-throughs that a user has to see. You simply say, hey, we're taking this data. Can we get access to your GPS? We're going to be doing X and Y with it for reason Z, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah. And I mentioned the thing about children as well, because this has really been what this is about, because children with their devices and their phones and tablets that they use, they're being tracked. And seeing that they, we now know, you know, these companies have sensitive information like where they go to school or where their medical treatment is at, things of that nature that as a parent, people don't want, you know, that information to fall into the wrong hands. Right.
Definitely. That's I recently was on a news station across town on the TV, demoing how children's games targeted at the under 13 crowd, and for everyone out there, basically children are allowed to interact on the internet in a legal sense once they turn 13. It's at that point, legislators have essentially decided that their kids are up enough on being able to have some sense of stranger danger. But this is these are kids' apps targeting little kids, and right as the app starts, before you even get to the main screen, it's still just loading, and it's sending precise, like we're talking down to the foot geolocation information, out to not the app developers, but to third-party advertising companies, third-party data brokers. And from there, you don't know where the data is going to. You don't know what's going on with the data. Somebody might access the data by a profile on your kid, and all of a sudden they now know where they go to school, where they go to soccer practice, any amount of information. Recently, the AccuWeather app made headlines by broadcasting data like this. AccuWeather, to their credit, says that it was an accident and they stopped use of this advertising assist package. But the advertiser, the advertising package that they were using, notes that it's good to track people so you can see them go to work, go home, go shopping, go to soccer practice. And what are they doing? They're going to soccer practice. Yeah. They're bringing their kids there. Now we're bringing in children's data and the mission of an advertising company.
Well, HB 3449 is on the governor's desk. We're talking with Matthew Erickson. He's an industry outreach director for the Digital Privacy Alliance, a group that has helped is supportive of this legislation. Let's talk about some of the opposition here. And I'm interested because Facebook, Google, the companies you talk about apps, I mean, this is how they make money. The business plan and model of a Facebook or a Google is you can use our services for free because you are the product. And that is the business model that they have created. They don't want to get into a game where they have to tell you every single time that they're using your product, you as a product, to make money. And I can understand that a little bit in the way that we should be better, I guess, better educated consumers in that regard. Why do we need the government to step in and be able to throw a prompt up for that?
Well, and that's, as you said, be better educated consumers. We're not looking to end the process of using personal data for advertising metrics. There's a lot of really cool things that can happen with that. Say, for example, I use a photo sharing service and I upload my vacation photos and they take a look at the geolocation tags on my photos and start showing me ads for cheap airfare to where I want to go on vacation. That's great. The airline gets better ROI on their ads and I get cheap airfare for where I want to go anyway. Like everyone wins there. What we want to see, though, is a explicit and transparent relationship here. Like it's cool to be data mined. As long as you are agreeing to that and knowing that you're getting these wonderful, amazing, like really whiz-bang Star Trek services for vastly reduced or cost or free.
Right.
That's all we're trying to get out of this. And the industry has not shown itself as able to self-regulate in this regards. And typically when an industry can't self-regulate, that's when the government does.
All right. So the other, just reading up on it today, the other sort of point being made by people who oppose this measure really has to do with litigation. The idea that you're opening up, so there's been some parts and some places that have said, hey, this is just going to be a class action lawsuit bonanza with apps that didn't do it right and the money it takes for Facebook to hire the right lawyer to write it the right way. There's a lot of small businesses in the app world that are going to be on the hook for not only paying for legal services to get it right, but then also defending themselves when they get it wrong. Is there any merit in the idea that this could be extra litigation in a world where some people want to see that go away?
Absolutely not. There's a lot of answers on the question. Let's start with the first. We heard the industry come back and push back on this. Originally, the bill included what's called a private right of action, which is a private it's the right to sue. And that was expressly removed from the bill. After working with and trying to come to compromise with industry groups, they continued saying that this was going to be a class action nightmare after we had already worked with them on this. So it's a little disingenuous there. And then just on the matter of small businesses here, this bill is simple. It's simple to comply with. It's simple to make sure you're doing the right stuff.
And I would assume a simple boilerplate on what you would be asking for in a prompt. It's not like you have to hire high-end lawyers to make sure you got it right. I mean, it's going to be one sort of universal thing that we use.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of boilerplate, and you move on with life.
Right.
And whenever you change what you're doing with the data, sure, then you need to update that pop-up, which the user sees only once, and move on with life.
Okay, so the next question I have is really about politics. And this is where it kind of gets me, because I'm like, okay, is it a Republican-Democrat split? Is it a conservative-liberal split? Is it a big business, small business? Because I feel like a lot of these issues are issues that we know part and parcel with someone who considers themselves to have conservative values, you know, get the big mm-hmm. business out of my business. So where does that kind of flow? I mean, is the idea of putting prompts on privacy a liberal or conservative ideal?
Honestly, it's our view at the DPA that this is it's a really bipartisan thing. I mean, to take a look from the liberal side, we're looking for the government to step in where industry's faltered. And from a more conservative take, a lot of conservative folks just want to be left alone. And this legislation helps them just be left alone, where right now there's really no power to do that.
Matthew Erickson is the Industry Outreach Director for the Digital Privacy Alliance. He's supporting the HB 3449, which is really to let consumers know when their geolocation information is being used by tech and internet service providers, companies of that nature. Matthew, thanks for coming in and sharing some your thoughts on this issue, and we'll see how this kind of moves through the governor's office.
All right. Thank you very much.